Hey, what's going on? It's the Ralphie Radio Show. No, we are not at a diner. We are actually backstage at a show hanging out with Hannah and Sean from Group Love. Their album, Never Trust a Happy Song, is on iTunes now. Thank you so much for the time, first of all. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely.
This is awesome.
Group Love also stylized all caps. So am I supposed to like yell Group Love every time I say it? Is that how it works or no?
It's just to like stand out from the people that aren't capitalizing. They're using all caps.
Capitalizing.
Yeah.
Is that how you... I read you weren't able to trademark the name, right? So is that why...
We weren't able to trademark just Group, which sounded like a disease looking back anyway. So it's okay.
Oh, okay. So you just changed the name then.
We were thinking more on the lines of like the band, the group. But yeah, if you Googled Group...
Right, of course. But so Group Love is trademarked.
Yeah.
And capitalized, too, in case you're wondering.
So don't think about making any fake t-shirts.
Right, exactly. Don't play that game. I was reading up on how you guys formed, and it's my maternal grandmother was born in Greece. And none of you guys are Greek, right? But you all met in Greece? Is that how this happened?
Which is totally weird for all of us, because none of us have... We're not, like, big travelers, and none of us have, like, dreamt of going to Greece, or...
What was it in Greece that you guys were at? Like, an artist residency?
It was, like, a trial art residency in a mountain village. And I was just painting in New York and desperate to try something different, so... Just the fact that this random thing came about.
How did you even find out about it? Like, was there somebody handing out flyers on the corner in New York and you just...
I found out because Andrew Wesson, the guitar player in our band, his older brother was one of the investors in the residency. I didn't know any of these guys at the time, but he saw my artwork and was like, dude, I want to see your studio in New York. I want to buy a painting. So I like cleaned up my studio and was like, yes, I'm going to make rent on time. It's going to be awesome. And then he came by and he was like... Actually, I'm not going to buy a painting. I want to invite you to this art residency in Greece. And I was excited and bummed because...
You needed rent.
I needed rent. Yeah.
So but, what'd you do that month?
You know, I can't even remember now because even though it wasn't even that long ago, I'm sure I figured something sketchy out.
It happens. we wouldn't want to put you on the spot with that. It's crazy how random the formation of your band truly is. Are you at all surprised that now with the album out and the way the music has been received here in the States, like how well it's all gelled together?
I want to speak for everyone, but I'm going to say I'm kind of relieved that we can make something so honest and so kind of, and just having fun making and people responding to that. That's just crazy.
Because again, like obviously the story isn't your typical like, oh, well, we went to school together and so on and so forth. You guys all met in another country that none of you are from. And now you're all having a ton of success here in the States. It's pretty crazy. Group Love here on the Ralphie Radio Show, Hannah and Sean. Your songs have been on video games, on television shows, on commercials. Any of those, like when you heard your song somewhere, you were like, whoa, that's crazy. That's insane. Yes. What was the one that stuck out?
We watched Gossip Girl and it had Slow on it. And I'd never seen Gossip Girl before, but I could see that it was such a huge scene, like for the program, and it was so surreal. And it made me listen to Slow in such a different way, kind of, because there was these new visuals to it. I was like, I never.
It's like a wedding.
Yeah, and it was bizarre, and that was really surreal.
That's why I was going to say the same thing. And my sister and all her friends were like shrieking on my answering machine. It's like, they're like, oh my God. It's like Gossip Girl, and it was the whole song, and everyone's just freaking out, and it was just...
I figured it was either going to be Gossip Girl or the iPod commercial.
Yeah, I mean, the iPod commercial was insane, but I feel like Gossip Girl was just more recent.
When I went back to London for Christmas to see my family and friends, and it was bizarre because it was being shown the iPod commercial. That's the only time I ever really watched TV. I think any of us would go home or, you know, go see our families, and... But it was on all the time, like literally on like Channel 4, which is one of the big stations over there. It was like every commercial break it seemed to come on. I'm like, you gotta be kidding.
You were getting sick of it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, just surreal.
A nice problem to have though, absolutely. Yeah. Group Love on the Ralphie Radio Show. Again, the album Never Trust a Happy Song is on iTunes now. Hannah and Sean from Group Love, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.